Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Hey, Savvy Scribe. So I wanted to do an intro for this episode because you'll hear that I'm answering some questions during it. It's actually during a Facebook Live, and we were talking all about mindset and such together. So if you ever want to be part of our free Facebook Lives, just come on over to the Savvy Scribe Collective and join us. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of Q&A back and forth, but this episode gives you a lot of activities to do along with a lot of advice. So enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm Janine Kelbach, your host, and I am a mom to two boys. I'm a wife, a Great Dane lover, a registered nurse, and a content writing business owner. I am committed to help you moving your business forward because I've been there. I get it. I understand that life is busy and distracting. But many of us are burnt out at the bedside working too many hours and are ready for a change. Every week I will deliver actionable advice and thought leaders in the industry to help you move along in your business. Welcome to the show.
So we've talked about it on the podcast before, the whole business mindset, and that's really just taking it away from your employee mindset, from where you were as an employee in the hospital, and trying to change that mindset over to running your own business. And it is a big shift. Many entrepreneurs will tell you how big of a shift it is. So I first want to start out with, like, what is it, right? So why is it important to switch that mindset from a business, you know, from an employee mindset to a business mindset? So a quote from Financial Times says that a business mindset refers to specific state of mind in which ornates human conduct towards entrepreneurial activities and outcomes. And those with those entrepreneurial mindsets are often drawn towards opportunities, innovation, and new value creation. So I think that's important to know that it's important to switch your mindset because we're drawn towards opportunities, innovation, and a new value creation. I think as an employee, and we'll go into this more, you don't get that creative space. You don't get the decision-making power that you do as a business owner. And that could be good and bad. So let's start off with talking about, like, what you need to know about changing that mindset over. So when you make all the decisions, it can be bad or good. It's just, you have to know that it's going to have both. You're going to have the good and the bad when it comes to decision making. So for example, you get to make the decision on if you want to invest in a new tool. Maybe there's a cool new social media thing. Maybe there's a, you know, Grammarly. Maybe you don't have it, but you can put that into your business. Maybe there's a new email platform. Like recently I switched over to Flowdesk and I love it. There's so many new tools and different things to help you run your business. And you, as a business owner, can make those decisions. Now, in the hospital setting, you really don't get a say on what you get to do at all. You have to use their EMR system. You have to use their time clock. You have to use their way of doing everything, their way to do remote meetings, however it is. You don't get that say as an employee. The other thing you get to choose, and this could be good and bad, is when you work. And I think that's such an awesome thing. I think it's a lot of the reason that many nurses go into this writing field is because we get to do whatever we want when we want. So if I don't want to write today, I'm not going to write today. If I want to do all my writing on Saturday morning, I could. If I don't want to do any writing all weekend long, I don't have to. But the problem with that is the motivation factor, right? You may not want to, and that could really put you in a funk and not have you meet your goals if you are just in that I don't want to do it. I don't have to do it. The flexibility is on me. Whereas if you go into the hospital or you're a nurse somewhere that you have to work, you're there, you clocked in, you're part of that crew to start working for the day. The other thing, when you change your mindset into entrepreneurial mindset, when it comes to decisions is you also have to make the decision to fire people. So if you have a team that you're starting, if you have people you've outsourced to, and you don't like how it's going, you have to be the bad guy to say, you know what, things aren't working out and I'm going to have to let you go. And that is really, really hard if you are a person who doesn't like to be in that managerial role. But if you don't have a team, you're working by yourself, that's, you know, you don't have to make that decision. Thanks for hopping on today, you guys. How's it going where you are? Tell me a little bit, you know, how your day is going. Thanks for everybody for jumping on. Any big plans this weekend for anybody? We are actually going to Indiana Sand Dunes over in Indiana, obviously, and it's right on Lake Michigan. So we're going to take a little trip from our house out there in a little while. And yes, you do have to be self-motivated to succeed in your own business. It's so true. And sometimes it's really hard to do that. So how do you find that motivation? I'll tell you what I do is I do my hardest thing first in the first part of my day. I do my hardest thing or the most mind-draining thing or the thing that I don't want to do, I do it first. Hi, Susan. Glad you found us. All right, moving on. You have to, so these are more things, what you need to know about entrepreneurial mindset for those that just joined us. You have to keep track and set some goals very often. And that's going to be short-term goals and long-term goals because this isn't a business where you are an employee and your boss is telling you this is your expectations, blah, blah, blah. In your business, you are setting those expectations. You are setting those goals. And short-term goals, let me just start with long-term. Long-term goals is, let's take a look at your business 1 year from now. Are you looking to make, you know, an extra 15 grand or something like that? You have to then break that down into smaller chunks. So you're going to look at quarterly maybe, then look at monthly, then look at daily and weekly, and or weekly then daily. So you can actually plan out how you're going to achieve those goals and every day what you're going to do to make that goal happen. This helps you to stay focused. It helps you to know what are those needle movers in your business. What's going to make you the income? And what can you throw behind or what can you delegate? The other thing you need to know is that you need to start like loving math or numbers because truly, and I'm not talking about like trigonometry or something, I'm talking just addition and subtraction and multiplication. You have to start loving that because in order for your business to succeed, you have to be able to keep track of what you're spending and how to keep yourself accountable for the money decisions that you're doing in your business. There's lots of tools inside the course that I have that helps you with that because I think a lot of people are kind of scared of Excel and the different functions that it has, but you don't have to be, especially if you get the templates in there. And then the other thing is you need to be able to plan your work and work your plan, right? So things you could do, try and get a piece of paper and write down all the actions you do in your business. Think about it. All the actions you do in your business. So I'm going to do this with you. We're going to do this for, I don't know, 2 minutes or so. I should do a timer. And I want you to just not do anything else, but for the next 2 minutes, get a piece. I'm giving you guys time. Get a little piece of paper. And I'm going to set this timer, and I want you guys to write down all the actions you do in your business besides just the writing. That's just a small portion of it. Think about everything you do before you even do the writing. Think about what you do in your business as well to, you know, the admin and kind of stuff. Ready, set, go. Guys, still with me? Still writing here? All right, I got like 45 seconds. I think I got my list pretty good here. Try and think what else here. Ten seconds. All right, time's up. Oops, I put on a repeat. All right, what are some things you do in your business? Type it out for me in there if you did the little activity with me. If you didn't do the activity, that's okay. Just write out what you feel like you've done in your business. Nice, good. I'll write a few that I do here. That's okay, Emily.
This episode is brought to you by my very own course, Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Ready Business. Inside this course, you will find the complete roadmap from knowing nothing about freelance writing to launching your very own profitable health ready business. With 45 plus lessons and an opportunity to earn CEUs, why wouldn't you try it out to escape that bedside burnout? If you want to start a new PRN job instead of picking up more and more hours extra at the bedside job, join me and plenty of other nurses by going to www.thesavvyscribepodcast.com and click on courses. Back to the show.
You have lifetime access to the course. You don't have to jump right in. That's the great thing about it is you'll have it forever. If this isn't the season in your life to go full force, don't. You have to let it resonate with you a little bit. So I wrote a few in there, but just my list here, I have graphic creation, blogging, pitching, formatting, topic generation, pitching, payments, invoicing, emailing, website updates, Facebook Lives, podcasting, outlining, drafting, and contracts. Those are just small little things that I do. There you go, Susan. Research ideas, business management, website design, logo design, setting up name, webinars. For help, research. Good, 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 good. So what I want you guys to do with this plan, so you're going to plan your work and work your plan and starting to switch your mindset. So here's some tips to start switching your mindset. The first thing you want to do is start to delegate some of your work. And this comes into being the best business leader that you can. Being a delegator does not mean you're lazy by any means. It just means, hi Erica, that you don't have to do everything in your business. There might be a lot of things you like to do. Like for me, I like, what do I have on my list here? I like putting like my blogs into the blog and like doing the formatting, adding the images and all that stuff. But is that the best place for me to be in my business? Probably not. The best place for me to be in my business if I want to grow is right here with you guys on my podcast and talking with clients, right? So that's where I need to be. So think about all those things you do in your business. Where can you take yourself out of? And again, there's another lesson in the course that I'm working on that goes way deep dive into this, like how to do this and how to find qualified virtual assistant to maybe help you out and help you try to distinguish those needle movers in your brain. Like what can really push my business forward to make more money or whatever that is for you in success? It could just be more time to yourself. It could just be, you know, flexibility. The next thing, and Susie, you touched on this a little bit, is keep learning new business skills. There is not a day, you guys, that I still don't listen to a podcast to help develop my business mindset or business tactics or learning or anything. So keep looking on your podcast app and just see what other business podcasts are out there that can help you, that you can relate your freelance writing business to. There's like this week I read the book 1 Minute Manager. What does that have to do with freelance writing? Oh, I made it happen. You know, there's a lot in there that can help me. So I should publish like a book list that I've read that can help you guys out, because there's a lot of books out there. And if you have any to share, please do. Or any podcasts or any webinars, whatever that is, that can help other people. And then the last tip I have is that you need time to think. I call it think time. Sometimes, and especially the times we're in, and I hate to keep going back to this coronavirus, but it's a little bit hard right now to get that time away. And speaking as a mom myself, I get it. Everybody's been around, and it's hard for me to break away from here and be able to just, even in my office, I can't sometimes just shut off outside my door. Like somebody's walking in right now. Here he comes. Hello.
Go to Indiana.
He's ready to go to Indiana. Pretty soon. Can you go to Dad? Dad was supposed to watch you.
I already packed up my suitcase.
Oh, good. Really. Oh, great. So he's not supposed to be in here. And this is why I can't shut off my mind. If I tried to have think time right now, that would interrupt me. And then I couldn't put my ideas on paper. So try to make yourself time 3 days a week to just break away, whatever that is, that might mean to leave your house. And I know a lot of places aren't open, but the good thing is we have a lot of nice weather right now here in Ohio anyway. If you can go on a walk, bring your phone, because sometimes your best ideas are going to come to you as you're on a walk, because it's just this task that you don't have to think about. So you are just walking and that is all you're supposed to be doing. It's like the same thing. That's why your best ideas come to you in the shower, because that's all you have to do is take a shower. So then these ideas just start jumping in your head. So if you have a client that you're thinking that you want to pitch to, don't just sit at your computer and go, what can I do? Take a walk. Take time to yourself to really brainstorm. And that probably is one of the best things I can tell you guys to help grow your business, is to get that thinking time. Because we can sit here and write out, you know, all the tasks we can do all day long. We could sit here and work on those tasks all day long. But if you don't just walk away for a little bit and have some time to think, your vision for your business, whatever that might be, is not going to happen. So I hope this helped you guys today. Does anybody have any questions while I'm live in the group right now about mindset, about anything, the recent podcast episode? I know everybody's like joining right now. So you guys might have to listen to I'm going to have this obviously as a replay, but we covered a lot in here, and I think it will help you with your mindset shift. And part of that is just making sure you feel like you're good enough. And I know it's hard because some of you haven't been published yet and you don't know if you're good enough, but trust me, you are. You are. You just have to believe in yourself. So I'm going to give you guys a couple minutes. I know I'm like delayed here, so I'm a little bit behind the live feed. So if you guys, I'm going to give you guys some time to just type in some questions if you have any. Hello, everybody. I'm just going to write hello. What are you guys thinking of your business 1 year from now? Where are you thinking it's going to be? Erica, I get that. A lot of things going on in the world. It is definitely, you don't think, like personally, I was like, I think I'm okay. Like, I don't have coronavirus. None of my family members have it. Like, I think I'm okay. And then the same thing, the rioting. Okay. It's not like very close to my house. So like, it doesn't really affect me that much, like personally, but it is, it's very draining. I don't realize it, but truly, like, I think all of us have had some sort of effect from this pandemic and these riots and just what's going on in the world.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.